This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, along with his vice president and other senior officials, flew out of Afghanistan on Sunday, setting the stage for Taliban insurgents to regain power in the country 20 years after they were ousted by a U.S.-led military invasion. Governments worldwide were scrambling to react to the quickly changing situation on the ground. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called on the Western nations to work together to address the situation in Afghanistan as the Taliban insurgency takes control of Kabul. One issue is how to handle Afghan refugees. Britain has stated its commitment to accepting refugees from Afghanistan who aided British forces over the past 20 years. The United States has also committed to housing Afghans who served as translators and otherwise aided U.S. military efforts in the country. However, Washington is seeking partner countries to take in at-risk Afghans while their applications are being processed. Albania and Kosovo said Sunday they will accept some Afghans waiting on visas to the United States. The U.S. also said it's sending additional staff to Qatar, where many Afghan refugees are being processed. Pakistan's foreign minister said on national television that it cannot accept any more Afghan refugees and is continuing to work on fencing along its border. Iranian state media reports the government has set up hundreds of tents in three regions bordering Afghanistan, but that it expects refugees inhabiting those tents to return home when the situation improves. While many nations are evacuating and shutting down their embassies in Kabul, the United Nations said this weekend that it is committed to keeping its agencies open amid the crisis. You can keep up on this fast-moving story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.